This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today.
Welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Now, joining me today, we have Caitlin. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like it's been a few months of us just sort of like going back and forth and, you know, talking and watching each other's space. And it's so cool to finally be able to chat to you. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to be here, honestly. You're doing such an amazing thing, and like I hear it from so many other naturopaths and nutrition students saying, oh, I listened to Dana Laura's podcast, and I'm like, I love her, adore her, cannot wait to be on the podcast.
That is like just wild to me, because we've been doing the podcast for about a year now, and just you know you jumped into my DMs and were saying, oh my gosh, I've been like, were you volunteering at one of the open days?
I was, yeah, for Endeavor, the last one.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I will have to pick your brains a little bit about that. Yeah, and it was crazy. You jumped in my DMs and you said I've had people come up and mention your podcast to me. And I was like, literally, that is absolutely crazy and makes my heart so full to hear about people talking about it in the wild. So thank you. And yeah. If anybody's listening and they want to jump on and connect, I always encourage that. I always love connecting. So thank you.
No worries. Yeah. No, it was like, I just remember them telling me that they were listening to your podcast, and I was like, she's going to love this. I have to tell her immediately. And I just remember I was thinking about the whole way home on like my drive. And I was like, as soon as I get home, I'm voice noting her and I'm telling her that people are out there in the wild listening to your podcast and literally joining the degree as well after listening to your podcast. And I'm like, this is just absolutely insane. What an amazing, like, thing you're doing for the natural health students.
I think as well, it's like such a testament to this beautiful student community that we've been creating. Like, I know we've got to pick your brains. There's some awesome things that you're doing in the student space as well, which we will talk about later in the podcast. But I just think it's so cool to see how this is evolving and to feel like a part of this movement. Like all of us, anybody that's listening, I've got goosies.
I know, it's the best feeling.
So on that topic, we all know the drill by now. I'd love to jump into the podcast and ask a few questions about you personally and your study journey. But for those who haven't heard of you before, could you please tell me who you are and what you're studying?
Yes. So my name is Caitlin. I am a final year student naturopath studying Bachelor of Health Science in Naturopathy at Endeavor Student College.
Fantastic. And when you say you're a final year student, how many have you done the degree full-time all the way or part-time? Or?
Oh my gosh. Anyone who does the degree full-time, props to you, because it is full on. No, I did my degree part-time over 5 years. So I started in 2021 and yeah, this is my final year.
That is so amazing. Congratulations that you've made it this far. And where are you studying? At Endeavor?
Yep.
Did you do Endeavor the whole time?
I did. I considered doing the transfer, as many people do halfway through to Torrens. But I think just at the time I weighed up, it's honestly much of a muchness when you compare both the degrees. I remember Kat said on the podcast that I did a comparison and put it on my highlights on my Instagram, but
yeah, I watched that one. It was awesome.
Oh my god, the terrifying feeling of talking in front of a camera, insane. I'm still the same. I can never do it smoothly. It doesn't work for me. So talking on a podcast is way better because I'm just talking to you, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm like behind a podcast too. Yeah.
But no, I almost did it. I inquired and they spoke to me, and I didn't mind Torrens, but I think at the time, I think I was entering my third year, I was like, do I really want to learn a whole new system? Like, I already know how Endeavor works. I know the ebbs, the flows. I know what's expected of me. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to chill here. I'm glad I did, but I know a few people from Endeavor, Torrens, so it's been nice. But yeah, I'm glad to be graduating at the end of the year for sure.
Five years is a quite a long commitment, and just amazing that you've done it, and so encouraging for other people to hear too. Not all of us, like I'm following the same progression. I think I'll be 5 or 6 years by the time I'm finished my degree. And just awesome to hear that other people are doing it, and exciting for you that you get to build up that space and go to that next step that you've been training 5 years for. Amazing, amazing.
I'm so excited. Honestly, there was a few people that graduated or just finished in the last clinical block, and one of them in particular, Shona, she did her degree over like 10 years, and her graduating, I was like, I'm so proud of her. But it's yeah, I full time props to you, but part time is way better for my soul and my mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. And life happens. Like life happens.
Absolutely.
So with your part-time studies then, how many subjects was that at Endeavor?
So I am a bit of a psychopath, organizational freak,
Love
and
that.
I planned my whole degree in my first year. And so I had it written out, all of the subjects, what the study load was, and then my result as well. So credit, distinction, high distinction, what have you. And I think the max I did was probably four subjects in a semester, and it would probably only weigh, like, the most I did was 75% study load.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm trying to convert it to Torrens brain, because obviously I'm over at Torrens, and four subjects is like more than the full-time workload at Torrens. So I'm just like trying to comprehend that. But I think, do you guys do physically more subjects than us as well? I think you do.
We used to. So late last year, it was probably October or November, they just did a whole degree course structure rehaul and like combined a few subjects and got rid of a lot of it. So now it's very much like four subjects per semester. But it's actually also trimesters now somehow. Anyway, I don't have to worry about it because I've done all my theory subjects, thankfully. But yeah, when I was doing it, it could have been like six subjects in a semester, and somehow all of that added up to 100% study. But it was six subjects, so
Yeah.
it's like, what? Doesn't make sense. But now it's, I think, 25% study load for each subject, which is a lot easier to be like, oh great, like I can organize it this way. You know what I mean?
What? Hang on a second. Did you say it's gone to trimesters? They've dropped the you can start at any month now.
They've drastically reduced how many times you can enroll in a subject over the year. So the online subjects you used to be able to enroll in every month, but now they've reduced that enrollment rate. So they have trimesters that you can follow, but I think you can still stagger a little bit, but they do have that trimester kind of flow now. So it kind of goes from like February, and then like there's one in the middle of the year, and then there's one that goes over summer. It's very confusing, but luckily I don't have to worry about it. So
Yeah, because I was wondering, how do they keep track of all of the students with that? Like, because that would mean they've got like 12 enrollment things a year. Like, that's just, yeah, I wasn't sure, but that makes so much sense now. I'm curious to know as well, did the restructuring affect your course progression at all? Like, did you have to repeat subjects, or did you also potentially lose some subjects that you already did? Is this too juicy to talk about?
it's not it's juicy for sure. It's always juicy when it comes to studying and study loads and stuff. Actually, it was so beneficial that they had that course restructure at that time. I was about, because over my 5 years, I typically do one or two subjects over summer, not like a summer intensive, but I enroll in maybe October, November, and just do the 3 months like over summer. And at the time, I was about to enroll in another subject, and then the next year, so this year, on top of clinic, I had I think two or three more theory subjects to do, but all of them got either credited or removed. So I just dropped like four or three theory subjects, and now I'm like doing my last year with no theory.
Wow. Okay, so that's great. Great for you. Amazing. So that's what, how much time did that shave off for you then?
Time-wise, it didn't shed anything because I still had this whole year planned as being clinic, but it definitely lightened the mental load of not having to juggle my first and second clinical blocks alongside theory subjects. So it gave me time to do other things and other little projects, which was very handy.
And lightened the financial load of
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still real expensive, but yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I'm super happy for you. Amazing.
Yeah.
I just realized we just jumped straight into it. We're vibing. We're like a, I don't,
No.
what do you call it? I've lost it. We're vibing really hard. I forgot
We
to
are.
ask you my favorite question. What is your origin story and why did you pick naturopathy? We'll get into that and then we can talk more awesome stuff.
Perfect.
We need some context. Tell us about
Of
you.
course. Absolutely. It's actually, I feel like it's a bit of a random one for me. So, raised very conventionally, never saw a naturopath. I just remember being in high school and obviously feeling the pressure of just all of the adults in my life. What are you going to do with your life? Are you going to enroll in a bachelor's degree? Are you going to uni? What are you doing? And I'm like, well, I have an experienced life, so what am I to know? So all I knew was that it was going to be in health and it was going to be helping people. I didn't know what that meant at the time. I remember being asked, if you had no limitations in life, what do you want to do? And I would always say that, just looking at health, you can go to the gym for physical health, you can go to a psychologist for mental health. There's no place for it to all be in one place. Like, there's nothing that you can go to where you're focusing on whole health. And again, I didn't know what a naturopath was at the time. And I was like, I just want a place where health is just all in one place and it's focusing on whole health. So that was what I would always answer. But I did end up enrolling in a year of food science and human nutrition. I did that, which was great. I learned more about food marketing and nutrition as like a whole. So like the carbohydrates, fats, protein and stuff, not what I wanted to do at all. So I transferred to an exercise and sports science degree and did that for a semester, which I learned a little bit more about anatomy and was able to see like cadaver body things, parts and whatnot, which was really, really cool. But at the end of the semester, the lecturer was like, you can be an exercise physiologist or you can be an exercise scientist, but there's not a whole lot of job opportunities out there. And I remember looking at my friend and we were like, what are we doing here? So we both deferred. And I worked for a year and a half. I did a certificate of health administration just while I was working. I was like, no, I'm getting my life together. I'm gonna look into this stuff that I'm really interested in. I went to Kmart and I bought like notebooks and I'm like, I'm gonna look into female repro and I'm gonna look into nutrition and mental health. And I don't really know. I didn't get started, but I was just like, I need to learn more. I wanna do what I love. And I was just Googling like whole health courses, like natural health. And I came across naturopathy. I read the course outline and I enrolled immediately. And I've never looked back. I just enrolled immediately, didn't know what a naturopath was, didn't know what I was going to do, but I was like, I'm absolutely obsessed reading like course after course. I'm like, I want to, this is it. Like, this is literally what I was about to learn. Why not get a degree out of it? So I enrolled, and that's my story.
Gorgeous, gorgeous answer. I love that. I've got like the biggest smile, like in my cheeks. It hurts. It's so gorgeous. And so cool to see how all the little puzzle pieces kind of came together to point you in the right direction. So just gorgeous. You've obviously studied at a few different universities then, just taste testers here and there. You're in an interesting position as well because you didn't really know anything about the degree before you jumped in. What has been your perspective on that now? How has this impacted your life?
That is an amazing question.
Loaded, sorry.
I would say that it's kind of just fueled the knowledge and like the beliefs and the values that I already had within me. And now, like approaching the end of my degree, I have the science to back myself up. Like, I'm not just getting frustrated being like, no, like the pill, it does bad things for you. And like, you don't get it. And I can't explain myself, but now I can. Like, I have that understanding and the fuel to be like, no, like maybe you should look at other things. Not that I'm saying just PSA that the pill is bad. It's I'm not of that opinion, but I'm just there's like certain conversations that I suppose I don't get triggered, but I'm like, no, like I know that there's something wrong about this, or I have an opinion, but I just can't verbalize it. And so I'd say the degree and everything that I've learned through the degree has definitely given me the tools and the skills to navigate those hard conversations now in a way that doesn't frustrate me and that I feel like a lot better talking to many people about.
How gorgeous. It's validated these thoughts and beliefs and things that you had a what's the word, like a intrinsic I'm like reaching out, like this intrinsic like pull towards, and empowered you to be able to make decisions based on evidence and based on knowledge. And it's very, I feel like it's a very like women empowering field as well. I think just especially anybody that's been a woman in the healthcare system would know as well. It's quite sometimes frustrating, sometimes lack of research, lack of evidence, lack of sometimes even your like visibility or the ability to be taken seriously about some situations. But you're really bringing the power into your own hands, and that's something I love so much about the degree. And it's so common and so awesome that other people see that and resonate with that too. I love, love, love it. I'm curious to know as well about, with doing this part-time, with all of the knowledge that you have been accumulating, how have you managed to juggle your life with that as well? Are you working? Have you got family commitments? Like, how? I sort of want to step someone through the progression here in terms of like, they're like you, they've gone, I know that there's things to learn about this. I'm so interested in it. I want the next step is I want to jump in and do it. How do we actually do that?
I would say so. The first 2.5 years that I studied, I was actually working full time. Now, this is very granted, I did not have any dependents on me. Like, I have no children, I have no pets, I didn't have a partner. It was just me and my study. I decided as well to stop my dance classes. So, I was dancing my whole life until I started studying just because I didn't want to feel too overwhelmed with too many things at once. So it was basically me and my study for 2.5 years. I then moved from New South Wales to Queensland, started working a little bit less, so 35 hours a week, all in like administrative roles. So I'm currently an administration supervisor at an allied health company. And so I do that for about 35 hours a week. Since starting my recent block though, I've dropped it to about 30 hours a week. And I now have a partner that he helps me out so much. Like, I definitely wouldn't be able to do as much work and study without him at home helping me with like household stuff.
Shout out to partner.
Shout out to partner. But yes, and I did recently pick up dancing again last year. So it's definitely been a balance between knowing how much I can study and what I'm capable of, balancing that with work commitments and now dance. I'm just kind of going through it at the moment. One would say I'm approaching burnout, but I'm keeping my eye on that. And just really looking forward to next year and like learning how to relax fully.
Yeah, beautiful. I think it's great that you're aware as well, like that you are approaching burnout. But I mean, this is a funny little edge to walk on, isn't it? Like, we sort of something that I think somebody said it in a past episode. It is studying full time or studying at university is like one of the most unnaturopathic things that we will ever do because of the stress, the workload, the powering through the late night. It's quite intense, but it's part of it. And it's hard when there's a bit of a longer finish line, but I mean, you're aware it's such a small part of your journey, and the learning doesn't stop there, so.
Absolutely. I think it also gives you a unique perspective as well when you are a naturopath and you're seeing students, you know what it's like you know what it's like and you know what they're capable of and you can just be real with them and just say, look, if you can only fit in 3 30-minute walks a week, it is what it is. You know, you just have to get through it. And we all know. We all know.
It makes us more human too. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Quick little sidestep. The admin work that you're doing sounds super relevant as well. Like, that's pretty cool. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How is that helping you for your future?
Oh my goodness. If I could recommend people get an allied health admin enough, like it's been amazing just in terms of navigating the practitioner client relationship, understanding boundaries there, but then also for my own practice, understanding that charging a cancellation fee is very valid. And I don't feel bad about, you know, charging cancellation fees if someone's going to cancel on the day. Like, there's just policies, procedures, processes, you know, email etiquette, phone etiquette. There's so much that I've learned that I've implemented even now in student clinic that other students will peer over my shoulder and be like, oh, wow, like you're so organized. I would love to pick your brain about that. And I'm like, thanks, guys. Like, no need to flex. But it's definitely taught me so much that I didn't think I would need, but I do.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the missing piece to the degree as well, because we get so much like knowledge about like the, and vital knowledge, like how to go and research on your own and research about like safety and herbs and all of that sort of stuff. But the business aspect of it, incredible.
Yeah, there's definitely some missing pieces in the degree for sure. And that's definitely one of them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'll go back to where we were again, in terms of like burnout. I've got to ask the question, how have you been avoiding it so far? Because like, I'll say it again, 5 years in awe, how have you managed to avoid burnout throughout the degree?
I think just genuinely understanding my own capabilities and what I have, like the knowledge of what I have been able to do and knowing that I can do that in future really helps. So like, you know, after my first semester of uni, it was only maybe like a 63% study load, and I got through it and I got, you know, the marks I got, and I was like, perfect. Like, I can make this next semester. I can do that. And I think it's just reminding myself, like, I've done it before. I can do it again. It's not a problem. I wouldn't also say I'm very stress prone. I'm not a really stressed individual. And I think my workaround of trying not to burn out is just focusing on assignments and not rewriting the lecture notes, please, people. We don't need to do that. We just need to read it and do the assignments and keep everything in mind, because it's a really general degree, and we'll learn so much more after the degree. It's a way of just reserving your own energy so that you can make it through and not be burnt out and stressed and anxious and all of the negative things that could happen, I suppose, while you're studying. But yeah, I just keep an eye on it. As I said, shout out to partner, very helpful with household stuff, and just being organized and yeah, just being real, I think.
I think that's one of my most favorite answers that I've gotten to that question. Like, it's okay, just take a breath, because it's gonna be a while and you're not expected to get out of the degree and know everything. But I think you're going to provide an interesting perspective to this as well. You're in clinic. Like, I would love to know about like hearing that advice from someone that's in clinic. I'm getting ready to go into clinic soon. I'm in the hectic science year. I'm still in the really heavy theory subjects, and there is definitely this shift that's happening, and we hear it from the lecturers too, like, okay, start collating stuff for clinic, and it's like, oh my gosh, where do I even start? Do I need to be writing down every single little thing? How have you approached that? Getting ready for clinic and being in clinic and seeing it on the other side now.
So this is why I wrote my ebook.
Yes, let's talk about it.
We will, absolutely. I think for me, as much as I like asked other students who were also in clinic, like, how do I prepare? Like, what do I do? How do I do this? Like, how can I really feel okay about going into clinic? And also knowing, like, I don't know everything, like I don't understand, and I don't think I would have understood until I was here and like in clinic and doing it myself and being like, this is what's expected of me. You don't need to know every single subject. And in my ebook, I kind of go through that, like, these are your main subjects that you need to look out for. This is what I how I would write my clinic notes. This is how I would prepare. And let me tell you, my clinic notes are still not written, and I'm in my third block. So don't feel too overwhelmed if you don't have all of your notes prepared. You'll have plenty of time to do that. But one thing that I will say in my experience in student clinic is, and I prop this all to my supervisor that I had in block one and two, she kind of taught me without teaching me that as long as you're present, as long as you stay realistic with clients and you listen to what they want and what their concerns are, you address that and acknowledge that you don't know all the answers right now, but you'll look into it or you'll do the research for when they come back. You're totally fine. All of my clients return to me. None of them have just been like, cool, thanks, see ya, because I'm listening to what they want and I do what I can to address that. And we work on the foundational stuff as we're working through the concerns. And it's fine. Like that's what we are taught to do. But you still get overwhelmed approaching student clinic because you're like, well, I've done 4 full-time semesters of study, but I don't know anything, but you actually do.
Friggin' awesome.
Yeah, hopefully that made sense. Or
Yeah.
I have thought about these questions before, and that's why that's all in my ebook, because I'm like, well, I just need to get it out of my brain and it will be written for people to read, and that will help them.
It's been so reassuring as, yeah, like I said, as somebody going into that and hearing that from somebody that's like, you're at the end, like you're, and your ebook. Fantastic. I've jumped on the website. I've had a little look. I will be purchasing today. And I would, because I'm at that stage too, can you tell us a little bit about it, like in terms of who is it actually for? Would you benefit from this if you are not in clinic already?
So it's actually suitable for anyone in the naturopathy degree. So it can be read by someone who's just about to start the degree, if they're halfway through, if they're about to approach clinic, or even if they're in clinic. I mean, if you're in clinic, you probably know everything that you need to know. But I think especially for those first years and those people in the middle of the degree, it's super helpful because you start asking yourself, what's clinic going to be like? Like, what do I need to do? How do I prepare? How do I write my notes? How is it going to be written in a way that is helpful for me? And I just knew that if I was feeling that, other people are feeling that. And I just wanted to help. And I think I was motivated to do it by one of my friends, Maddie, who is in her second year now. She just kept asking me questions. And I was like, girl, let me just write an ebook for you. And so I wrote it all out, everything that I wanted to know and what I think would be beneficial heading into student clinic, so that you really do not need to stress heading into clinic. Like, you have a place to write your notes, you have the reassurance from all of like the advice and the resources that I put in there. And it's just a really nice little comfort blanket. My friend actually called it a cheat sheet. I
Love
don't know,
it.
you can call it what you will, but it's just, yeah, it's a little gold nugget for all of our fellow students, basically.
I love that. I love that so much. And I love that you've made it as well, like accessible. It's one thing to share this knowledge. And I've been so blessed only through doing the podcast where I've had people mention to me, oh, maybe you should start thinking about collecting this sort of information for clinic, or here's a little sh a shortcut I wish I knew, which was to save all of your
Subject outlines.
and stuff like that, but to actually be able to purchase it and just have it all there so you don't have to worry about the setup, I think that's fantastic. Super awesome. I will absolutely be linking that in the description for anybody that wants to find it and support a fellow naturopath student. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
On the topic of clinic, has that been your favorite part of the degree, or do you have another subject that's been your favorite?
No, when I was reading the question, what your favorite subject is, I was like, it's absolutely student clinic. I think like the subjects are great, the theory is amazing. It all definitely ties in once you reach student clinic. And I think just navigating the relationship as a practitioner with your clients and ways to support them, and then them coming back and being like, my fatigue, like I'm a completely different person. I'm like, yes, you are. I know, because we're working together. Like, it's just, I'm genuinely like every week I'm in awe of like the people that come and see me, just the fact that they're even reaching out to support themselves is like absolutely incredible. And the trust is just like a whole other feeling. Like I cannot describe it. And every week I'm grateful that like people come in and see me and that I'm able to help them through their health journey at any point of their health journey, really. It's definitely my favorite. But subject wise, gosh, there's a lot that I hate.
Oh, how refreshing to hear that. And how gorgeous on your other answer, by the way. I feel so inspired listening to you. It's so great. But good to hear that you also hate some subjects too, because I gotta tell you, I just did biochemistry. They delivered it amazing, but that sucked. It sucked.
Yeah, I remember when I was doing my food science degree, we did a whole subject on statistics and I was like, oh geez, please. But no, there's so many, it ebbs and flows, I think, this degree. You love some, you hate some. There's some that you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. I definitely will revisit that like later. It definitely doesn't go into it as much detail as you want it to. But no, it really is just student clinic and just being here and being around people that have the same values and beliefs as you is the best feeling. As soon as you step onto campus, there's absolutely people that you will just connect with immediately. I made basically all my friends are other students. Yeah, incredible.
On this topic of positivity, what has been one of your most favorite opportunities or moments or even like success stories that have shown up for you since you've started your degree?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was planning to talk about the people that I've just come across, the other students, the friends, the like Kat, who I mentioned earlier, she's going to be my friend for life. And yeah, just other students really carrying me through this student clinic, especially this block. Like, so much has changed this year during student clinic. So I'm just eternally grateful for the opportunity to even just cross paths with these people. I just feel the opportunity to even just be a naturopath is incredible. I can't describe it. There's everything I love about it, you know?
And that's all anybody could ask for, you know? You feel empowered by your studies, you like what you study, and then you make some friggin' awesome lifelong friends along the way. Just
yeah,
amazing. And nice to hear as well, because it is a predominantly online degree, right? And then it's not until you get into those big clinic blocks and you get into your practical campus that you get to see that side of it. But what an amazing thing to look forward to. Amazing.
Yeah, 100%. I did first 2.5 years by myself at home in my room studying alone with my own motivation. And then as soon as you step on campus, there's literally a video that I recorded being like, guys, like, this is incredible. I'm having so much fun. There's so many beautiful people in my class and I'm like obsessed.
Okay, have you got any resources apart from the ebook that you would like to share in terms of like that helped you get through the degree? Any champion or hero products, podcasts, study resources, apps, herbs that you need to give a personal little shout out to right now?
If I'm completely honest with you, I raw dogged it hard. I wish that I really took taking care of myself seriously. Not that I'm like in a position where I'm not supported and whatnot. I think I'm just eternally grateful for my friends and family who have carried me through the degree. My partner, you know, my brother and my sister-in-law, like I moved into their investment property. Like, it's just been the people around me that have just been able to carry me through. I'm the worst with taking herbs. I'm my worst client. Like, I fear if I was my own client, I would be the worst. But yeah, it's just the people. I'm such like a quality time person and words of affirmation person that all I need are words. All I need is you're doing amazing. That's me done for the year. I'm perfectly fine. That's my fuel.
Gorgeous. You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thanks.
What is next for you? You are in the final year. Where are you heading? What are your dreams? Please tell us.
Yes. Honestly, my plan is working from home for myself. I think the experience of especially this block being so busy, I feel ready to kind of like just one-on-one support people. I don't really have huge aspirations. I just want to be a naturopath. With whatever opportunities arise, I will absolutely consider and probably do, because I feel like they're on my path for a reason. But I think just kind of, I'm in a space where I've watched qualified naturopaths do their thing, you know, have a physical space, open a multi-modality clinic, and honestly, everyone ends up working from home. And I'm happy to skip all of that and work from home from the start.
Yeah,
And
that.
just honestly take care of myself and just, you know, learn to rest, learn to implement the things that I'm preaching every week to my clients. And that's honestly all I'm focusing on at the moment.
Gorgeous. Do you think that that's because people do get burnt out and they just want to go back to one-on-one and they want to have that personal connection with people again?
Yeah, I think just the way that the world is working, people love the convenience of being able to do consults from home and not having to travel. Like, I remember my naturopath was living in a completely different state and I was able to see her through telehealth. I had no problems. Like, there is still connection that happens through a camera. I just think the convenience of having my own clinic at home, less overheads, can I say, from a business perspective, is just incredible. And I've also started to see people expand their naturopathic team through online consults anyway. So I think that there's definitely a flow that's happening in the world of naturopathy, and I'm happy to just join that flow to begin with and see what happens.
Finally, if our audience has absolutely fallen in love with you like I have, where can they find you, lovely?
So I have a few, well, a few, maybe just two main avenues. I do have a website now, which I launched in my second clinic block, which I definitely recommend. It's such a beautiful little tool for people to get to know you, which is just adorenaturopathy.com.au. Otherwise, my Instagram is adore.naturopathy, I'm pretty sure, but I'm sure it'll be linked in the comments, which is perfect because I have the worst memory.
Exactly. Yes, I promise I will link all of those in the description. Thank you so much for giving me your time today and letting us get to know you. It's been so beautiful talking to you.
Oh my God, you're the best conversationalist. I feel so pumped and like ready to go to uni now after this. So
Good, good. Get that.
you're amazing. Thank you
Oh.
so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.